Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Those Two Girls want you to check your two girls.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard.
Hit 105's Breast Day Out.
Yes, we do, and we did. We did that very thing on Saturday here at Hit 105 with our Breast Day Out event, which followed our interviews and stats all last week about how, based on the fact that Lise and I are in the 50% of Brizzy women who don't check our breasts regularly. Well, now we do, don't we, Lise?
Yeah, it was an amazing morning. We got an incredible turnout from the women of Brisbane. The three doctors were on hand, and weren't they fantastic? Dr. Devaney, Dr. Rhiannon,
Dr. Helen.
Gosh, everyone loved them. They were fantastic to have.
And we weren't, we didn't miss out either. We went and sat in and learned how the proper way to check our breasts is. And the pressure, like really, if you're listening to this and you didn't get it, you weren't one of the almost 100 women who came down to the station, you were really firm pressure, almost so you can feel your ribs at the back
surprised.
Of your tissue. Me too.
I really had no idea how to do it properly.
No.
It was a really fun morning. Of course, everyone went home with a number of donut time donut boobies. Gosh, they were delicious.
They were really nice. Oh. The melons, the coconut water. We stayed on theme. And here's what some of the ladies who came along had to say.
Hit 105's Breast Day Out.
Okay, ladies, good to see you. What have you come here for today?
The donuts.
Excellent. You mean breast cheeks, don't you?
Yes.
She means donuts.
So, Hayley, when the people at the station confirmed your registration yesterday, you didn't know anything about it. Why was that?
My husband registered me for it without telling me. So, yeah, I had no idea what was going on. I think he knows that I wouldn't look at it at checking myself at all. So he kind of pushed me to do it.
And is there a family history that sort of triggered him to say, I've got to get my wife in to know how to have her breasts checked?
Yep. So his auntie is currently going through it, and my cousin as well. And we know a few people lately who've been really affected by it. So it is quite personal.
Are you glad that you came, and what did you learn?
Yep, definitely glad I came. I've learned how to check myself. I had no idea that I had to check so high and what kind of pressure. So, yep, I'll definitely be looking more at checking myself.
How do you feel post-consult? Are you feeling empowered? Do you feel in control of your health?
Yeah, yes, I do. I feel ready to go. We have a history of breast cancer in our family, so we're a little bit scared, but like, we got nothing to worry about. We're all good. We know what's happening now.
Okay, and will you be each other's reminders then, because you're sisters?
Yes, definitely. I will remind you often.
Every month, girls, every month.
Talk me through these donuts from Donut Time that you're munching on after your breast check.
It's really delicious.
How did you go with Dr. Deb?
Oh, really good. I was half expecting to whap them out, but I didn't need to, so.
Whipping boobies out left, right and centre here at Hit 105.
You've brought your little 12-year-old daughter along. Now, obviously, she was a bit young to have a breast check, but how important it is for you as a mother to ensure your daughter knows that it's okay to know her body?
Oh, gosh, it's so important because, like you said, she's 12 and she's starting to go through puberty and there's so many changes. And what she really needs to hear is that her body is normal and that, well, or maybe a little bit different looking, that it's okay, and just to be really familiar with what is her normal.
Why is this important to you?
Well, I think it's very important because I haven't done my tests. I don't know how to do it. Mm-hmm. So when I heard you guys on the radio, I was just like, something that I need to know. I'm already 33 and, you know, never paying attention on that. Yeah. And recently my mom has been through some type of tests back in Colombia because they found something. Yeah. So that just rang the bell. I had to do it.
Hit 105's Breast Day Out.
Those Two Girls on Hit 105.
Parents, the countdown's on. It's nearly 7 a.m. It is, you know, between an hour and a half to 2 hours until school drop-off time.
Yeah.
And don't we know it well, Sarah? I think parents fall in two camps.
Yeah.
You either love the school holidays because there's no scheduling, there's no lunchbox, it takes the pressure off. Mm. I'm one of those people. Or you cannot wait for the little blighters to go back.
We do love our children dearly. We wrote this little song ditty. Thanks for listening to Smooth Hit 105. Earlier in the year, And it was very, very popular.
Well, you don't have to say that, Sarah. You just say, we wrote this song. We'll let the people think what they whether they like it or not. Let's just take a listen.
It might hurt your ears.
Months we have suffered. Calling all mums who have lost it. A special song for us parents. For all the school mums out there feeling true frustration, Sarah Wills, Lise Callaud, those two girls we gonna sing.
It's been a long, long December, and now she sees the end is near, just 1 week to go. She just wants her life to go back to normal. No screaming kids, no messy house, she's so hormonal.
Daily struggle.
She tells them, rack off, no one can hear me, so back off. I'm gonna lose it in a second, no one come near me, I'm about to scream. She tells them, your life ain't gonna be nothing like my life. You're going back into the school life. I'm gonna do what I want to do. So back to school, baby, back to school. I'm gonna drive you back to school, baby, back to school. Dad's gonna walk you back to school, baby, back to school. Your teachers will love you back to school, baby, I won't cry. Back to school.
School, back to school. Mums and dads, you've been doing it tough, facing the odds and doing it rough. Do the kids know that you really care? Cause any obstacle come, you were prepared. And no, mama, you never sat down, feeding them kids all over the town, hemorrhaging cash at events in the mess, folding and washing all their pyjamas.
Now she's got a messed up house, trying to keep her cool, trying to stay controlled. When she looks in their eyes, they don't know if they're safe when she says, rack off, no one can hear me, so back off. I'm gonna lose it in a second, no one come near me, I'm about to scream. So back to school, baby, back to school. I'm gonna drive you back to school, baby, back to school. Dad's gonna walk you back to school, baby, back to school. Your teachers will love you back to school, baby, I won't cry.
Lunchbox, lunchbox, get out of the house. Bang, bang, sing, sing. Daily struggle, Sarah Wills, Lise Callaud, those two girls. Ha, ha, ha. Bang, bang, sung, sing. Ha, ha.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
You guys glad we convinced Jack to do that?
No. I'm just going to apologise to Brisbane for that. It seemed like a good idea at the time, Sarah, and over the Christmas break, it went off like a frog in a sock.
I feel like I've got nodules listening to it.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
We're talking about a big story in today's paper that revolves around our AMBOs, our ambulance officers, that are, I mean, there's a discussion around the allowance that they're paid if they don't take their 2 30-minute breaks that they're allocated, or they're, or whether they are allocated or not is yet to...
So within a 12-hour shift of an AMBO, they're allocated 2 30-minute breaks. If they're too busy, too flat-strapped to take those breaks, then they get paid a meal allowance. So in my mind, it's just like paying them for an extra hour of work in their 12-hour shift,
yeah,
right?
I think they're so being compensated for not having that time, that downtime,
that time off.
Right?
So on 131060, Lise and I, we're not AMBOs, obviously, but we want to hear from people who know what they're talking about on this. Carly from Laidley, hi.
G'day, how are you girls?
Really good. What do you think?
Well, I actually did the double degree of nursing and paramedics. I'm a nurse.
Okay.
And I did the placements with the guys. And basically, it's the allocated time. Once they get back to the station, they have to have their 30 minutes. Now, they can get called out if there's a code one that they're closest to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when they get their breaks taken off them, and that's when they get the extra money. But you might start at 7 a.m. and then not get a job until 9. Or even, you know, at 3 p.m. you might not get a job, you know, from 3 to 4. So you're sitting at the station and they're quite sneaky and they will, you know, nick out to Macca's and get food. But in all honesty, it's when they get back to the station is when those 30 minutes have to happen. So they can go, you know, have a job, go to the hospital, drop patient off, go to Macca's and get lunch and then go to the station and get their 30 minutes timed on and then get called off 10 minutes into it.
Okay, so... tell me if I've got this right. You can only take your 30 minutes once you return from a job back to the station. But you're saying that there is time in the day to take, to have a break, to have a meal, but it's that sort of, they've got to do it when they return to the state. It's kind of, yeah, complicated.
Yeah, so there's downtime. There's downtime during the day that's not necessarily that time at the station when their breaks are meant to happen.
So are you talking about loopholes, Carly?
Yeah. And there's sometimes there is time in the day, sometimes there's not. Sometimes you're just flat out all day. And maybe that needs to be considered by the government, you know, the amount of jobs that they've had. And you know, you get, there's this thing called ramped at the hospital where you can end up spending 3 hours at the hospital with a patient. So, you know, maybe that all needs to be weighed in. But I'll also say that paramedics are really, really badly paid for what they do. And they make a huge amount of their money from penalties.
Yes. So if we take that away, it's going to have a huge impact. Kerry, from Central Queensland you are. What are your thoughts on this allowance issue?
Well, I think if I was on the receiving end and I was to ring a paramedic and I was having a cardiac arrest or someone was doing that on my behalf, obviously, I'd obviously want a paramedic to come to the scene, you know, with a good state of mind. So I'm completely supportive of that allowance. What we should really be talking about here is why do members of parliament continue to pitch in on this debate when they themselves are the biggest hypocrites when it comes to allowances? You know, they give themselves a pay rise. They give themselves all these perks for travelling and staying at their, you know, wife's rental property in the same city. I mean, that's completely hypocritical, and that's typical of Labor and Liberal, where they all make big deals out of nothing.
Oh, Kerry, I think...
I fell a little bit in love with you, Kerry.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think the Pollies love our emergency services. You know, they make a great photo op. Everyone loves the Ambos and the Fireys. But I think you're right. Like, they're just using this to potentially push a political agenda, maybe.
Do a little bit of research to see how many members of Parliament then get put into influential positions on different boards for mining, coal and gas and whatnot. And these guys receive, you know, $400,000 a year. So they've gone from being in a position where they're the Minister for Energy, then they're running, then they're the chairman of an energy company. I mean, they're the things we should be talking about. If paramedics get allowances because they've missed a meal, so be it. We're talking about, you know, a small amount of money here.
Yeah.
Queensland Health employees that touch dirty linen, for example, they get a different pay rate to Queensland Health employees that don't touch dirty linen. I mean, so really, is that a big deal or not? So I don't have any time for politicians who make a big deal out of this, because there are bigger deals to worry about.
Yeah. Point taken. You. Kath from Wynnum. What do you reckon, Kath?
I don't think it should be a question. If a paramedic misses their break, they get compensated for it. You know, and I think maybe we need to look at, you know, why are they missing their breaks? Maybe the calls have increased through the roof. And also, what are the quality of those calls? Are they things that need to be calling an ambulance?
So true,
Are you an AMBO yourself, Kath, or in the medical industry?
No, I'm an emergency department nurse. So
okay.
We work very closely together.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
you see them all the time.
And, you know, I know they're really busy. And, you know, when people are calling an ambulance because of a blister to come into hospital, you know...
Waste.
Does that make you so angry?
It's a waste of resource. So maybe instead of taking away someone's right to have a break, we need to look at appropriate use of resources. And I don't know, does that mean bringing back a fee for the ambulance, like
other
states in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. Like when the Fireys charge a fee for alarms that go off.
Smoke alarms.
Absolutely. Brad from Upper Coomera, it says here you're a truckie. What's the go? You're not an AMBO? What are your thoughts on all of this?
We get fined if we don't have our break at 5 1/4 hours.
We
exceed our hours. Minimum logbook fine nowadays is $600. By the police, by the RMS, by everybody else. So why should... Everyone needs food. Everyone needs... If the food's not on the shelves, everyone complains.
And you know what, Brad? I mean,
for it, so.
Yeah, that's a really good point. That's ensuring that you guys are safe,
alert, not tired,
doing all of those things. And you know what, Sarah? Our AMBOs do so much for this community.
Mm-hmm.
Are we really going to try and
No, absolutely not. I just want to make sure our ambos are looked after. In fact, I think we all do, and that's what we just heard.
Yep. Thanks, guys, for your calls.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Sarah, did you catch Australian Ninja Warrior last night?
I did catch some of it, yes. Isn't it great? I just feel like it's the modern version of It's a Knockout, but better.
It is such great viewing. It's on Channel 9. For those of you who don't know what it is, it's essentially lots of people with six packs and amazing muscles running themselves through a gauntlet of obstacle courses. It's filmed right here in Australia.
And I think how many people tuned in? Like 1.9 million Aussies suddenly became armchair athletes.
Oh, it's so fun though, because each obstacle, I mean, they're very difficult. But I tell you, I reckon I could blitz it.
Well, that's confident. I mean, Lise and I, we have a bit of a bad habit, haha, there's a pun in that, of writing little spin-offs to TV shows, don't we? So we've written something based on Ninja Warrior for season two. We're going to pitch it to one of the networks. We've written the promo. See what you think.
Everyday nuns will attempt to conquer the toughest challenge on earth and in heaven. It's season two, Australia Ninja Warrior.
Australia Ninja Warrior.
They've got a body for Christ, but they show no mercy. Flying from cargo net to ropes, it's the Flying Nun, Sister Wills, versus Convent Crusader, Sister Carlo. Who will be the Mother Superior? Who will be Australia's Ninja Warrior? Alrighty then, let's get ready to number. The hills are alive here at the Ninja Warrior course as the nuns prepare to pray at the altar of pain in the genuflection section. Ouch! Where one knee must hit the ground.
Who will be CrossFit?
The weighty chastity belt, heavy with Catholic guilt.
Hallelujah.
Hill sprints to see which sister will get closer to heaven faster.
Moral dilemma. They see the sign.
Will the nuns trespass against us?
The Nunky Bars.
A new testament of strength. Who will win? Season 2 of Australia's Ninja Warrior.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
I'm angry.
Lise and Sarah's.
I have never been this angry in my entire life.
Triggered.
Yeah, guys, we're taking your triggered calls on 13 10 60. It's the time in the show where we ask you to tell us the little things that have just annoyed you.
I've got another one.
All right.
Lame Wi-Fi names. You know when you go to a network and says, would you like to connect to FBI surveillance? It's like, no, I wouldn't, because we're in Australia. There's no FBI in Australia.
Triggered.
That's right.
Yes, I've
got another one. I've got another one.
Oh, gosh.
Just whenever I see a plover.
Triggered.
I've been swooped before. I'm with you on that one. Shay from Nunda, what's triggered you?
When people get up from tables and don't push their chairs in.
Triggered.
Yes. Have you tripped over before? Are you harbouring some resentment there?
Oh, yeah. Especially at, like, shopping centres.
Yes. Food courts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep,
I hear you. Or even when people finish their meal and they don't put their fork and knife neatly on the plate.
In a food court.
Triggered.
Yes. Well, yes. I'm a very angry little lady. Michael from Springfield. Talk us through.
How's
triggered. Good.
All right, so I'm a truck driver, and the one thing I really hate is when you're indicating to merge left or right and the car beside you speeds up.
Triggered.
What do you do about that? What do you do about that, Michael?
Well, there's not much I can legally do, but no. I'd run off the road.
No, but nobody wants a truck beside, like, in front of them.
Yes.
You always want that truck behind you.
Yes.
I feel your pain, Michael. It would be hard. It would be hard. Danielle from Zilmia. What's got you triggered?
Morning.
When you're driving along the highway, doing the speed limit, someone is tailgating you.
Triggered.
All of a sudden they decide to overtake you, get in front of you, then they slow down below the speed limit.
Triggered.
That's just a freeway power trip. It says more about them than it says about you, Danielle. Hey, Susan from Cooperoo, triggered. Are you?
Guys,
when you go into a public toilet and you've just washed your hands and the cleaner's completely overpacked a paper towel and you can only get tiny shreds out.
That
is helping me. Yes.
That is so, that is really
resonating.
And you can
just dry one knuckle. Hey, Lyndall, triggered, are you too? I'm doing
very
your Yoda.
Triggered.
Yeah.
I work in retail. You put the hand out for the customer's money and then they put the damn money on the counter.
Well,
to put their hand out for the change.
Because then you have to go and awkwardly collect it and then it makes clanging noises
and then you've
got to
pretend
drops.
You're counting it. So do you just put the, when they put their hand out for their change, do you just put the money on the table, Lyndall?
I want to so badly, but.
That's your physical challenge for today, Lyndall. Hey, Jess from Caboolture.
What's triggered you? Round us out for the morning.
Oh, sorry, I missed that.
Oh,
tell us you're triggered.
Oh, my God. At a wedding, at the very, very end, when he pronounces you man and wife. Oh, my God. Why is he a man and she labelled a wife?
Triggered.
Opposite to man is a woman. Opposite to husband is wife. What the hell is this man-wife stuff?
Well, look, I don't think we have enough time to go into the patriarchy ideals at the moment,
so
Jess.
So you want them to say, husband I hereby wife. Pronounce you husband and wife.
Yep.
Exactly.
Well, look, I hereby pronounce today's triggered over.
Oh, done,
we'll be
done
back
and
tomorrow.
Dusted.
Get angry, Brisbane. We're here for you.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Yeah, well, that little grab is from the show that premiered last night at 9 p.m. on Channel 7 called Yummy Mummies.
I think the fact that it premiered at 9 p.m. is enough. I didn't watch it and I've been reading things that have said it's like reality TV roadkill.
Yes.
Which isn't surprising given what I saw on the
ads. I mean, look, I stayed up for it, Sarah. I took one for the team.
Thank you.
That's why I have bags under my eyes this morning. I stayed up. I caught half an hour of it just to sort of wrap my head around what this is about. From the get-go, it's been controversial. Before it even came out, people were like, this is disgusting, this is just completely fabricated and vapid and useless television. Now,
I mean, I don't know if it totally is because there are people like that.
I mean, there are. And I mean, let me just set the scene. So it's basically, the show is based on four cashed up, glamorous, if you want to use that word, expectant mums. You know, for me, it's just like, it's like the everything, it's so Hollywooded up. Like, it's not even, none of
not
it
even
is
real
to
life.
Me. They're wearing bodycon dresses. They're teetering about in heels. They could be interchangeable.
Did
with
they have
anyone.
Anything intelligent to say?
No, not much. I mean, so the women are Larinska, Rachel, Jane and Maria. They're planning a baby shower to end all baby showers. So 13, 10, 60. We want to know, have you ever been to one of these crazy kids' parties, whether it be a first birthday or whatever, where the parents have dropped a bomb because this is what this show is about?
What kind of stuff are they planning?
So one of the girls, Maria, the yummy mummy from Adelaide, is, I mean, the expense, there is no expense spared at all. So she's playing, I don't know, hundreds of people. She's got balloon walls. She's got all kinds of things. I want to know if other people have been to these kinds
of
parties.
I read something that there's a horse-drawn carriage involved in tonight's episode.
I mean, she's dressing her whole family in head-to-toe Burberry, including the dog.
That's just
it's
painful,
insane.
Isn't it?
They're pretty.
I saw something on the ad that also sounded painful.
What? Some young mums, I just feel they like, they lose it through pregnancy. Like, normally glamorous people are walking out of the house looking daggy. Like, people are still seeing them. You're pregnant. It doesn't mean you're dying.
Yeah.
I was one of those women who totally lost it when pregnant. I've heard of those women who think that it's a very they feel very attractive. I didn't.
Well, that's what the whole show is about. It's a bit of a car crash, to be honest. So 13 10 60, let's take your calls. Have you been to any of these crazy kid baby showers,
what was there?
Parties.
How much was spent? Give us the goss.
Give us the deets.
Those two girls on Hit 105.
Hey, Brizzy, give us a call on 13 10 60 because we're talking about over-the-top kids' parties. We want to know how much was spent, what on earth was there. This is off the back of Channel 7's new reality TV show / roadkill, Yummy Mummies, which delves into the lives of four glamorous, in inverted commas, pregnant ladies who just live these lavish lifestyles. And sure, I mean, it's got to be so contrived, so fake.
It is.
But does it happen out there in the real world?
Oh, I know it does. I know that people drop a bundle on first birthday parties,
see,
on baby showers.
See, I didn't. We went to White's Hill Reserve,
nice,
which is near Carindale. I made a cake. There was a bit of marbling in the cake. That was a bit special. And that's as fancy as it got. And really, it was a few of my friends, my adult friends, because like, hey, we've survived the first year of parenting. And then I never gave them another birthday party until my eldest turned six.
They don't remember it anyway.
They don't remember it. It's for show. It's for the parents.
It is. And this character in the show, Maria, is going so over the top with the baby shower. I think it was Burberry themed at first. Now it's Versace themed. Anyway, it's craziness to me. Joe from Red Bank Plains, what are your thoughts? Have you been to one of these crazy parties?
I have never been to one of these parties before, and it's insane to think there are actually people out there that do go over the top like this. And, I mean, I watched the whole episode.
Okay.
It was over the top at first. And then when she changed it to Versace, and if you actually watched her setting up the baby shower, she was absolutely ridiculous. She was chucking tantrums about the way things were set up.
Yeah.
Her mother was telling her that she was going cheap with balloons and that set her off. It was absolutely ridiculous. And she's trying to make these mums from Melbourne jealous.
Yes, the whole premise was absolutely nuts.
I mean, it's just so boring, isn't it, Joe? I mean, I just feel like, oh, it's just like my interest is just flatlining. If you put a heart rate monitor on me at the moment about this show, you'd just be like,
I think they just got they wanted to use the title Yummy Mummies and they thought we need to make a show out of this because we like the sound of the words Yummy Mummies.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner,
yes.
And we made a show out of it.
We made a game out of it. Marilyn from Coolum, what are your thoughts on over-the-top kids' parties?
Well, I think over-the-top. I don't think baby showers are wrong fully because I think part of that is if you celebrate it with people who mean something to you, then you're sharing the experience and you're building a friendship network for that child when they grow up.
But yes.
when it becomes about the parents and just them showing themselves off, the focus of it isn't on the child. And I think that part of what we're doing today is kids are following parents around in their lifestyle. The lifestyle isn't for the kids.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, I love a baby shower, don't get me wrong, but I don't need a Versace baby shower.
No, I think I like the baby showers that are really sort of where it is, like you said, Marilyn, about a new life coming into the world, celebrating what the mother's done for the past 9 months and preparing for the arrival,
yes,
of a child, not showcasing how many designer shoes you've got ready for this baby. Like, it's just odd to me. But does it make for good television, Sarah? Do some people enjoy watching this?
Well, probably. Yes. Maybe. I'm not one of them.
It's like, you know, it's like a fly on the wall. It's like, it's a train wreck. Can you look away? I don't know. I only got 30 minutes in, guys. That's all I lasted.
If you got winter breakfast with those two girls, Chopper Dave's got your latest details in traffic at Hit 105.
Those two girls on Hit 105.